Happy to have you joining us today. And I think this is the 10th month that we've done this. Yeah. So I try and put some new songs in every time, but I'll try and do that one next time. That'd be nice. Eight kinds of mastery. But today I like to start off with the Guru Rinpoche prayer, which is one of our most important, I think, songs in this Sangha. And it's a song of devotion towards one of the lineage masters, Padmasambhava, who is the main figure in the Nyingma lineage. And also talks about our perceptions and how the boundary between object and subject is. Can be somewhat fluid, and that our normal perceptions of perceiver and perceived are so solid, but maybe they aren't so solid in reality. So this talks about forms, perceptions, sounds, and concepts, and movements of mind, and ends with a request for blessings from Padmasambhava. So here we go. All these forms that appear to us at sea, all things on the outside and the inside. The environment, its inhabitants appear, but let them rest where no self's found. Perceiver and perceived when purified. The body of the deity cliff emptiness to the guru for whom desire frees itself to Urgyen Pema, may I supplicate all these sounds that appear. For years ahead, taken as agreeable or not, let them rest in the realm of sound and emptiness, past all thought, beyond imagination. Sounds are empty, unarisen, and ceasing. These are what make up the victor's teaching to the teachings of the victor, sound and emptiness. I supplicate all these movements of mind towards its object. These thoughts that make five poisons and afflict. Thinking to rest without contrivances. Do not review the past or guess the future. If you let such movement rest in its own place, it liberates into the Dharma Dharma, to the Guru. For whom awareness frees itself, to whom may I supplicate
Grant your blessing that purifies a pure man. Of objects perceived as being outside. Your blessing that liberates perceiving mind. The mental operation seeing inside. And your blessing that between the two of you. Clear light will come to recognize its own fate. Your compassion, Sugatas of all three kinds. Bless me that a mind like mine be free.
Very much. I forgot to mention the page numbers. They are on the slides, but I'll try and mention them now. Okay, our next song is also one of our favorites, which is All These Forms. And that's on page 120 in the old songbook and 203 in the new book. We always sing this song. All these forms appear in emptiness, like a rainbow with shining gold. In the region of appearance emptiness, just let go. Every sound is sound and emptiness, like the sound of an echo roll. In the region of sound and emptiness, just let go, go where your mind goes. Every feeling is bliss and emptiness, way beyond what words can show. In the region of bliss and emptiness, just let go, knowing your mind knows. All awareness, awareness, emptiness, way beyond what thoughts can know. In the region of awareness emptiness, that awareness go, go where your mind goes. That awareness go, go where no mind goes. One of my favorite too. Okay, the next one we'll do is the song that is not in the songbook. It's just on the slide, so I hope you can read it from where you are. It's called I Can Contemplate the Sea, and it's an exchange between Milarepa and his female student, Holderberg. It's not in the songbook, so you'll have to read it from, you might want to move closer. I can contemplate the sea, but waves make me uneasy. Milarepa, tell me how to meditate on way. If the sea's as easy as you say, waves are just a sea's play. Let your mind stay within the sea. I can contemplate the sky, but clouds make me uneasy. Milarepa, tell me how to meditate on clouds. If the sky's as easy as you say, clouds are just a sky's play. Let your mind stay within the sky. I can contemplate my mind, but thoughts make me uneasy. Milarepa, tell me how to meditate on thought. If the mind's as easy as you say, thoughts are just a mind play. Let your mind stay within your mind. Let your mind stay within your mind. Let your mind stay within your mind.
Benny. Yes. Well, he was the
actually wrote the melody. Oh, it's wonderful.
What was his name?
Benny. Benny Clark. Benny Clark.
Benny.
Benny. Benny Clark. Right.
Wow.
Oh, that's really, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful song. He played piano, I think. He did, yeah. Here's another one that's not in the songbook. Five Poisons Self-Liberating. There are several that aren't in the songbook, so you might want to stay there.
Hey, after a while, you just chill.
This is a song that was written, apparently, by Zhao Patro Rinpoche many years ago, and under the guidance of Punlop Rinpoche, and translation by Ari Goldfield, arranged by Chris Stagg, our wonderful deceased song master, Chris Stagg. Don't chase the object of your anger. Just look at the angry mind. Anger, self-arisen, self-liberated. The clarity of its nature. Clarity, emptiness, it's nothing but mere lifeism. In anger, self-liberated, shout out the sister. Exactly where it came from, but It is mentioned in a couple of Rinpoche's non-Buddhist books. We learned it long ago when Rinpoche was in town teaching at the Shambhala Center. When you look at the clear, bright ocean and the waves rise up and dissolve back down, don't you know this is the Lama teaching you that thoughts are Dharmakaya? When the springtime sun starts to warm the air and the ice melts into water, don't you know this is the Lama teaching you samsara is nirvana? Let's sing it again. When you look at the clear, bright ocean and the waves rise up and dissolve back down, don't you know this is the Lama teaching you that thoughts are Dharmakaya? When the springtime sun starts to warm the earth and the ice melts into water, don't you know this is the Lama teaching you samsara is nirvana? So now we'll do the Song of Mahamudra. This is on page 73 in the old book. 84. So this is a song about Mahamudra, and there are several parts to it. The first two lines are the view of Mahamudra. The second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines are about the meditation itself. Then 3 lines are about conduct, and the last 4 lines are about fruition. So it goes through the entire sequence of Mahamudra meditation. Composed by Milarepa and translated by the Rapa Foundation. Put the melody. At the time I'm meditating on Mahamudra, I rest without struggle and actual real being. I rest, relax in a free from wandering state. I rest in a clarity cradled in emptiness space. I rest in awareness, and this is blissful space. I rest unruffled in non-conceptual space. In variety space, I rest in equipoise. And resting like this is made of mind itself. A wealth of certainty manifests endlessly. Without even trying, self-luminous mind is at work. Not stuck in expecting results, I'm doing okay. No dualism, no hopes and fears away. Delusion as wisdom, now that's being cheerful and bright. Delusion transformed into wisdom, now that's all right. Does also not appear in any song book. Maybe it might be on page 198 in the new book, yeah, but not in the old book. And this was a song spontaneously written by Thich Nhat Hanh Kyo or Kempa Saltram Gyaltsa Rinpoche on the road from Denver International Airport to Boulder in October 21st, 2004. So this is a special Boulder song. And we'll do this a couple of times, three times. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, hee hee. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, hee hee. Okay, now we'll do the Nalanda Bodhi anthem, we call it. The essential points of mild Buddhism in the middle way on page 62 in the old book and 221 in the new book. This is a song that was composed by Kempa Rinpoche specifically for the Nalanda Bodhi Sangha. So this is very special to us. Hey, hey, students, diligent, faithful, and smart, take a look at mind's nature, simplicity unborn. When reference points and signs dissolve uncertainty, don't strive, stay the star, just relax naturally. Work, make it be at the inexpressible. Life's basic nature, it's an emptiness. Relax that you need sensation free. All that binds is free in this emptiness. Within this clear light, the Dharma, the truth. That the three verses are the first verse is the middle way, the second verse is Mahamudra, and the third verse is Dzogchen. So the three major areas of practice and study that we do in the Lord's Prayer. Okay. The next one is also not in the book. This is looking nakedly, resting directly, relaxing at ease. This is an arrangement of a song that is in the book, but this is a different arrangement that came later, arranged by Tyler Dewar and Christopher Stagg. And this version is really nice. I like this one better. Did he do this version, I wonder? Yeah, okay, cool. Okay. Yeah. Looking nakedly, I see the essence. See simplicity that resembles space. Resting directly, I realize the true nature, empty essence of all things. Relaxing at ease, I hold my own place. The river of awareness clarified. Tossing thoughts away, recollection dissolved. Six realms chasm cut off through and through. Recognizing Buddha as my own mind. There is nothing here to yearn for or achieve. When realization dawns from within, like the sun lighting up the dark, all my thoughts and disturbing emotions uncontrived in their own place dissolve. Nice, that's great. I didn't know he played that, but I missed some of the third session. That's cool. Okay, the next one we'll sing is one I don't think we've sung before, which is Sources of Power. On page 92 in the old book and 127 in the new book. Composed by Milarepa, song by Priscilla Zerbini, translated by Ari Goldberg. There's a whole lot of power in from extremes beyond concept. There's a whole lot of power right here in the heart of what's been pure from the very start. There's a whole lot of power in my meditation, gone distracted and reference free. A whole lot of power is what I find in the great clear light, the great clear light. There's a whole lot of power when I act, because whatever happens, I relax. There's a whole lot of power flowing easily when actions are natural, relaxed, and free. There's a whole lot of power in the result of pure reality recognizing itself. There's a whole lot of power in the fruit of this great variety being naturally free. There's a whole lot of power in my samaya. I precisely follow the Lama's command. There's a whole lot of power because nothing is wrong. No vows have been broken, no harm has been done. There's a whole lot of power in my practice, because whatever happens, I adapt to it. There's a whole lot of power because in the end, all appearances are my friend. I say all appearances are my friend.
I know, I like it when you throw in some new ones.
All right, well, here's another new one, not exactly new to us, but new to this song session. Supplication to Tara. And we do a full-blown Tara session once every other month. We do a Tara with the 21 manifestations, and this is Tara behind me here, Greed Tara. And this is a couple of verses that I took from that sadhana. It's a really beautiful song. And Tara is, Tara came about, obviously, Lee knows a lot more about it than I do. Tara came about because of Avalokiteshvara, one of the great bodhisattvas, became so distraught at so many sentient beings needed to be saved that he shed some tears, and of the tears, Tara was born. And Tara became one of Kempo Rinpoche's main practices, and that was brought into our Sangha. And so we, Tara also represents the female aspect, and Prajnaparamita, the mother of all the Buddhas, which is also primordial emptiness. And so, so we recall Tara because she can alleviate our fears and clear away obstacles, clear away our fear of death by having us come to realize fundamental emptiness at all. So we'll sing this. There's two verses here. Let's sing it. Let's sing both verses, I think, three times. Noble Liberator Tara, together with your retinue, please remember your past promises with your pure love, and dispel all my fears and the fears of sentient beings, and dispel all my fears, and the fears of sentient beings. Pacify sickness, harmful spirit, and adverse condition. Make harmonious condition, perfectly abundant. And bestow upon us common and supreme city. And bestow upon us common and supreme city. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Look with your eyes of the wisdom of no self upon ye tormented by taking things as real. You dispel all the fears of samsara's three realms. Wishful feeling will dispel the fear of death. Ayatara, please bestow common and supreme city. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Now we'll go back to the first verse.
Liberate your Tara together with your retinue. Remember your past promises with your pure love. And dispel all my fears and all fears of sentient beings. And dispel all my fears and all fears of sentient beings. Pacify sickness, harmful spirit, and adverse condition. Make harmonious condition, perfectly abundant. And bestow upon us common and supreme city. And bestow upon us common and supreme city. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Look with your eyes of the wisdom of no self upon beings tormented by taking things as real. You dispel all the fears of samsara's three realms. Wishful feeling will dispel the fear of death. Tara, please bestow common and supreme city. To Tare, to Resoa. Om Tare, to Tare, to Resoa. Om Tare, to Tare, to Resoa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Join us first Sunday of every other month. So it'll be coming up in November when we do the Tara practice, but it's only online at this point. I'm not doing it in person. So there'll be an announcement. Okay, this next one we've done at the Sangha Retreat and the Tartha Institute as a dedication song. And really quite nice. It was composed by the Dalai Lama and melody by the One Village Project. So it's called Fortunate. Yeah, we'll do it 3 times. Every day, being faithful. Sorry, again. Every day. Think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. and I'm not gonna waste it. And I'm not gonna waste it. Okay, and now we do our longevity supplications and other supplications. So this song is, we used to do a longevity supplication for Kempo Sultan Gyamsa Rinpoche, but since he died, we're not doing that anymore. So instead, three different songs were composed to honor his passing and also to request his blessing to us as we move on through this world. The first one we're going to do here, we're only going to do one of the three. This is called Bringing Down the Rain of Blessings, a spontaneous song supplicating the Guru, Kempo Sultan Gyamsa Rinpoche. This was composed by His Holiness the 17th Karmapa. So, yep. Namo Buddha. Self-arisen jnana, purified of fleeting stain. In the treasured enclosure of luminosity. Beyond holding on and beyond any turning away. Shines the Dharma Guru by kayas and wisdoms innately grace. Recognizing this to be my own true face. A supplication rises up within. Play of the emanating and gathering. A light force into great emptiness. Dawning in union where the youthful marks and signs. Are just right there, revealed just as they are. Flowing Heruka Samboga Kaya Bhur. There in prana and mind, inseparable, a supplication glimmers there. Chandali licking flames that blaze at the junction. Reduced to ash all the fetters and bind the skandhas and all the rest. Which dissolve in the blaze and drip within avaduti. Beloved Guru, the co-emergent bliss of melting. In this I sigh in fervent supplication. So that appearance sounds and awareness dawn as good play. So the wisdom, love, and power's blessings pervade my entire being. So your mind, the four heavy shakers, utterly blend with mine. And so the two benefits be spontaneously fulfilled. Oh, grant me now your blessing, I beg you with all my heart. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's a bit difficult.
Yeah. Interesting. I can hear it. And then, like, Jim Scott's voice is just overlaid constantly.
Yeah.
Supplication, longevity supplication for his option from the Pinochet. In the Yana Samanta Bhadra, the essence of the ocean of scripture is the definitive meaning, the luminous heart. In all directions you fly the banner of this great tradition speaking. Glorious Supreme Guru, may you always remain. You hold the treasury of the secret great perfection, master of teaching true meaning to students who are ready. You carry the victory banner of the teachings and the scriptures. Genuine spiritual friend, may your activity increase. Finally, Alanda, the word supreme adored. The source of the noble land of India. Learned scholars, accomplished practitioners, and the fine fields of knowledge. Through applying ourselves with joyful in your hearing, reflection, and meditation, may the lands of the West be established in the three kinds of enlightenment. That's our song session for today.
Nice.
Thanks so much for joining. I'd love to do it.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.